sharing encouragement one story at a time. It's Holiday Heart, thanks to Guiding Light Ministries on 91.3 WCSG.
Hey, Missy, how are you? This is Kino from 91.3.
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. So, Missy, you nominated your cousin, Katie, and her husband, Clint, for our Holiday Heart. And we wanted to reach out because we've been doing the Holiday Heart segment here on WCSG for a while. And, of course, it's where listeners nominate someone who's walking through a really hard season. And you nominated Katie and Clint. And that really stood out to us. We read through their story, and man, we were really touched by it. And so we wanted you to share it with our listeners. So can you tell me a little bit more about Katie and Clint, and what made you think of them when you submitted the nomination?
I can. So Katie and Clint have a daughter, Skylar. She is 10 years old, and she was born with a heart defect. They knew right away from pregnancy. I believe it's 5 open heart surgeries she's already had. She was at Helen DeVos for over 30 days and recently moved to Mott's Hospital. And they are waiting for her to be considered healthy enough to be put on the heart transplant list. So they just are on my heart during this season as they spend time apart. They have an older daughter as well, Dylan. So Clint and Dylan are here, and Katie resides in the hospital with Skylar and daily doctor's appointments. And Skylar has just had a rough journey the past probably 5-6 weeks. I mean, her whole life has been hard and difficult, but the past 5-6 weeks have been a lot of up and downs for her, and now she's adjusting to a new hospital setting as well.
What's been the hardest part to watch from your perspective?
I think from my perspective, it's knowing that they're not together. You know, you're traveling something so hard, and people come and do what they can. They have an army of people around them, lifting them up in prayer and supporting them. But just to know there's a daughter who's still trying to go about normal life, and, you know, husband and father who is still trying to run a business and do what he can from the sidelines. And Katie, while she sits in the hospital, you know, navigating doctor's appointments and everything else, it just breaks my heart to know that they're going through something but have to be apart during this time.
And, you know, one thing that really stood out to us is in your submission was how you shared that, you know, the family has been surrounded by prayers and encouragement, but that you felt a tangible reminder would mean something a little bit more and be a way to remind them that they're not walking this journey alone. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think just, you know, you've had this army, and I think everyone sits on pins and needles every day waiting for her new Facebook post with the care page result and the update of the day. And but, you know, we all still go about our lives. You know, it's easy to read and to shoot a text and tell her we're praying. But I think just for her to know that we're here, you know, we see them and we want to do more. Sometimes I think it's hard to know what more can we do. And I think just especially knowing that they're going to be entering a season now of waiting for the heart transplant too, like, that's huge. And to just have even more people praying for your little Skylar and for them as they walk that journey with her.
All right. Well, now that you told us a little bit about their story, let's go ahead and get Katie on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right. So the deal is I'm actually not calling you about what I said last night.
Okay.
I'm going to get emotional on you.
Okay.
You, Clint, Dylan, and Skylar have been so heavy on my heart the past 6-7 weeks, just what you're going through, having Skylar there waiting for her heart transplant. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but a couple weeks ago, I was listening to WCSG, and they had their Holiday Heart on the radio, and I nominated you and Clint. It's all about the spirit of giving and helping someone who's going, gosh, who's going through a tough time. And I actually have Kino with WCSG on the line right now.
Oh.
Because I nominated you and you were selected.
Oh, wow. Missy. Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, Missy nominated you and told us about your story and what you've been going through with Skylar. And we were all very moved and touched by your story. And so we know that $500 won't solve everything, but we wanted to be a blessing to you as the Holiday Heart recipient this week.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Oh, wow. Oh, here I sit in the hospital in my little corner.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Your station means the world to us, too. And my family means the world to me, and Missy means the world to me. And This is just, shocking. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. We're just glad we could do something to lift your spirits a little. And so what's going on with Skylar that you, if you want to share anything about the latest?
The latest is today we just had our last picture taken, and we're hoping that our clearance will go through with all of insurance to actually get on the list to get her heart transplant. So we're just kind of in the waiting stages right now of insurance.
Okay, well, we'll be praying for that as well. And yeah, we're so glad we could just bring some hope and some joy of some sort to you guys. We know you've been going through it, and we're definitely praying and believing God with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's for His glory that we're here to shine our lights here in this hard place, but we feel Him and His presence in everything that we do. And Skylar's a very, very strong girl. She knows that God has big plans for her, and she's just an amazing kid.
Yes, and now we'll have even more prayer warriors for Skylar.
That's right. Everybody listening, say a quick prayer for Skylar right now.
I love it. Thank you, Missy.
Absolutely.
Oh, her namesake would be so proud. Right?
Yes, she would.
All right.
Thank you, Kino.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story this Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Kino.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Inspired to help? Make a difference at WCSG.org and the WCSG app. Sponsored by Ludimus Floral and Garden.